Hi, and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Vlad.
Hey, and I'm Shen. Second week running.
I'm really happy
about this.
Nicole is just too lazy to do that. Where is he this week? San Francisco?
San Francisco.
I just hate him. Okay. And we start from Ignite.
Ignite
registration is open, finally. And, it's the biggest event. It's the biggest
over 700 sessions, yeah. Right? So that's a lot of sessions. It's massive, with over 1,000 hours worth of content.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you guys have registered now and you fancy going,
yeah,
there'll be a link.
If you're a big fan of what used to be Ticket and SharePoint Conference and all these beautiful things made by Microsoft, Ignite is for you.
This will be the big milestone. All right, cool. Yeah. So what's
next? I wish I'd go. Next thing is Microsoft Edge, once again.
Favorite browser. So the Edge team have been very busy. They've been listening to all the requests. So what's the big announcement with Edge here?
They actually announced the priorities for 2016, calendar year. And the biggest thing for them this year is going to be extensions, which is like my
number one ask
from Edge team and to Edge team. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to have extensions in Edge.
There'll be some really cool ones there, actually. And they're still maintaining the fundamentals of make sure it's secure and, great experience on the web.
Security is the king.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, going forward, Parse.
So there was announcements about Parse recently, right?
There were some disappointing news from Facebook. They announced that they're going to discontinue Parse, which was a pretty popular framework for mobile developers. The good news is Microsoft and, to be precise, our team made the migration path for Parse developers for running it on Azure. So there is a simple tutorial. If you're a Parse developer, if you're using it, you can just migrate to Microsoft Azure.
You just need an Azure account and you're pretty much good to go. It's pretty easy in the simple migration steps. And, and I think the link also shows like things that are supported and not supported. So if you're one of those Parse developers, this is definitely something you should check out.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful moment when that originally they required some changes in the source code.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, we one of our guys made these changes and made a pull request to their repository.
Yeah.
And they accepted it, so you can just use Parse as is on Azure. Awesome.
Sweet. All right.
Yeah. Cool. Insiders. You know, we love insiders across our products.
Yeah.
There are Windows insiders now, then what else?
The Windows insiders. But the new one's VS Code, right?
VS Code. VS Code is very popular these days, and it's kind of hot.
I believe we talk
about VS Code every week.
Yeah, but hey, it's a cool product, though. Let's be honest. Like, it's kind of nice. It's lightweight. And it's just for those devices where you don't always want the full Visual Studio IDE, right?
Yeah. For those unhappy people who don't have Visual Studio.
Yeah.
So now we're introducing VS Code Insiders. And basically, if you are an insider, you're going to have everything in advance.
And of course, it's like that faster train, right? Try it out. Tell us what you think. And then we can make those changes for real if people enjoy it and they give good feedback.
Yeah, it's all about feedback.
Yeah. And speaking of VS Code, we have some more news about VS Code.
Yeah,
it's supporting Cordova. So it's pretty popular, Cordova. Great for those people that are trying to build websites cross-platform, and this is a good start. VS Code is now available on multiple platforms, and it's a good starting point. And the nice thing is, you can take, from what I remember, you can take your existing Visual Studio, full Visual Studio IDE projects and load them up here.
Yeah, and get started with Cordova in Visual Studio Code.
Yeah.
Across all platforms, on major platforms. Maker Show. Do you want to talk about that?
The Maker Show.
Maker Show, I mean.
So if anything like me, I love tinkering around with loads of IoT devices and stuff around the house, this is going to be a great show. Like, it's just going to show you exactly what you can do with some of the Make stuff that we have going on. And, I'm quite excited about this. I think this will be another fantastic show that's going to come on.
Channel 9 rocks.
It does.
Everything interesting is on Channel 9, right?
Yeah.
Including
like us.
This week. Like
this
us, week. Yes. Yeah, and talking about cool and things on Bleeding Edge.
Yeah.
This week and even last week, there was a lot of buzz around a new project from Microsoft, which called Project Matic, right?
Yep.
Project Matic, which is about hosting cloud underwater.
Yeah, it's kind of another thing. It's basically our data centers, you know, deep underground. And there's great reasons to do this. I mean, like one of the classic ones is it's you know, it doesn't use high emissions because actually it's cooling naturally, and we don't actually use the water. It's just because of the surrounding environment so cool, the data center doesn't need additional cooling. It's kind of a nice feature to have, and you know, it's quite a nice pilot. Yeah. I think it was one of the Microsoft universities.
There's also additional problems, like the just historically, the majority of people live on the coasts, right? And the land is very expensive. So if you want to build like a good data center, it's going to be very expensive, yeah. and it's also expensive to give it the enough power, like in terms of electricity, and give it enough power to cool it down. Like the ocean basically solves all these problems.
Yeah, so I'm expecting to see more on this later.
Yeah, awesome. Going forward, HoloLens and NFL.
Hey, I saw it. It was amazing.
My favorite video of this week.
Yeah.
Probably of this month.
It was cool.
Yeah, Microsoft made a great video with the vision, how would we use HoloLens and how would we actually watch football in the future with HoloLens?
Yeah, so I haven't watched much American football, granted, but this would easily, you know, convert me over. I'd definitely watch it.
Yeah, that like some people say, oh, that makes me watch sports.
I'm quite excited about it. So if you haven't seen it, this is like a must-see video. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like, you should watch it, not talk about that. Windows 95.
Yeah, so for those people that really missed Windows 95, it's back. But what's more, it's back in the browser. So I like the fact that actually the one thing they show is Solitaire, one of the epic applications on Windows 95. And it's just a browser, right? You just go to the website and you can, I'm assuming it's some sort of terminal for a real Windows 95 machine, I'm guessing.
Oh, no, they actually converted everything to JavaScript.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and people say it takes some time to load. Yeah. But then it works like pretty fast, so it's just like Windows 95. You can imagine like how weak computers were these days.
It's now, client-based. You're putting basically Windows down to your browser. That's amazing. Yeah.
Now you have all this power in your... you probably have more power in your smartphone than in your computer those days. So
yeah, I'd still encourage you to try Windows 10 instead, though, just in case.
For sure. If you're running this Windows 95 thing, make sure you're running it in Edge. On Windows 10, right? Awesome. And we reached our picks.
Pick of the week. Right, cool. So what's your pick of the week?
Yeah, my pick of the week, about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I was talking about the object recognition challenge and that they published the materials of that, all the videos. And finally, Microsoft Research Azure team published the source code and pre-trained models for their award-winning solution for object recognition, segmentation, and localization. That's a really big thing. You can just, if you're a researcher or just enthusiast in neural networks and object recognition stuff, you can just go there, download it, and try. Because like even if you understand all these things, even if you are having just a research paper, can write a code, it takes time and it takes like it requires a lot of GPU resources just to train the models. They made it trained for you.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Go and try it. It's on GitHub, open source.
All right, cool.
Cool.
So.
Oh, fun.
My pick of the week. So I had a total geek out over this. I love this. I'm a big fan of things like The Simpsons, and it's Frinkiak, is how I'm pronouncing it.
Frinkiak. Yeah.
So the idea here is what they've done is from my understanding is they've parsed basically all of the Simpsons episodes. Mm-hmm. And then when you do your search, it works out where that was mentioned within all the episodes. So here I've got like a channel 9 equivalent. So you can see it's got basically the channel. It's really impressive. There are, like, you know, I'm just trying everything and I tried various different things and it's just great.
Yeah,
it's
look really how many cool. times they mentioned channel 9.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's a cool place, right? So
yeah, it's a cool place, yeah.
So yeah, so that'd be my pick of the week. You should just try it out. It's quite fun.
Channel 9.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us. And
thanks for joining.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Have fun.